from Washington, this is VOA News. Ukraine's prime minister reports Russia military aircraft have crossed into Ukraine air territory, and a reported helicopter crash kills five. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting from Washington. Ukraine's prime minister says Russian military aircraft have repeatedly crossed into Ukraine's airspace in what he called Russian aggression, designed to undermine global security. Arseniy Yatsenyuk, in Rome during a trip to Italy that included talks with Pope Francis, told reporters Saturday that Russian forces had violated Ukrainian airspace seven times overnight.
We do understand the reason Russian military did it. The only reason is to provoke Ukraine, to strike a missile, and to accuse Ukraine of waging the war to Russia.
On Friday, U.S. military officials also said Russian aircraft had flown into Ukrainian airspace, a charge Russia denies. In a Saturday statement carried by the Itar TASS news agency, Russia's defense ministry said its objective monitoring of the air situation had not detected any air border situations. NATO and British officials say five international troops have been killed in a British military helicopter crash in southern Afghanistan. The U.S.-led NATO coalition did not provide details on Saturday's crash, saying the accident is under investigation. But a Kandahar provincial police spokesman said the aircraft went down in the province's Tahta Pool district, about 50 kilometers from the Pakistani border. It appears that no candidate won a majority in Afghanistan's April 5th election, so there will probably be a second runoff vote between Abdullah Abdullah and Ashraf Ghani. The runoff should be held within 15 days of final results due on May 14th. Ayas Ghul reports from Islamabad.
The Afghan Independent Election Commission says former Foreign Minister Abdullah Abdullah won nearly 45% of the overall vote, and Ashraf Ghani, a former finance minister, received 32%. The head of the commission, Ahmed Yusuf Nuristani, says election officials counted nearly 7 million ballots. He says that once fraud investigations are finished and findings are shared with the commission, the results will be finalized on May 14th. The United Nations Assistance Mission in Afghanistan has welcomed the preliminary election results, calling the process more transparent than ever before. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Egyptian authorities have detected the country's first case of the deadly SARS-like virus called the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS. Egypt's state-run news says a 27-year-old Egyptian who recently traveled to Saudi Arabia tested positive for the disease Saturday morning. Doctors are treating him at Cairo Hospital. The virus has hit Saudi Arabia particularly hard. Saudi Arabia's health ministry says 92 people have died and 313 have contracted the virus in the country since September 2012. A permanent museum to remember the Tiananmen crackdown of 1989 has officially opened in Hong Kong. Organizers say that 25 years after the events, Chinese people need to know more about what happened and call on Beijing to face its troubled history. Rebecca Valley reports from Hong Kong for VOA.
While references to the crackdown are banned on the mainland, activists and politicians in Hong Kong have long called on Beijing to offer a full account of what happened on June 4, 1989. In 1989, Chen Qinghua was a representative sent by the Hong Kong Student Association to support the student movement, which had been demonstrating for months against corruption and calling for political reform. He says that in the late evening of June 3rd, he was at a medical station near Tiananmen Square, and what he saw filled him with disbelief and anger.
Starting from 9:10:30, 11 o'clock, people bore gun wounds. Some of them are dead on arrival.
The government in China says the protests were counter-revolutionary and insists that China has moved on from that political turmoil. Rebecca Valley reporting for VOA News, Hong Kong.
U.S. President Barack Obama is in Malaysia, the first visit by a sitting U.S. president since Lyndon Johnson traveled there in 1966. We'll have more on these and other stories 24 hours a day at our website, voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce, VOA News, reporting from the VOA News Center in Washington.